You don't want to write it down?
I will write it down. We have four.
No, the Gula.
Write it down, 10th of December.
It's written down, isn't it?
I don't know.
No, in the syllabus itself, it says the date.
The syllabus, it's written there.
So, I mean...
I updated the syllabus.
In your calendar.
What? Yeah, okay.
In the syllabus, your name is not written down. And
yeah,
is it,
but
I
remember, of course.
I the syllabus and put it on in the Moodle, so you have the dates, but your names are not on there. Just to make sure. And then we have also all the news presentations, right? Yes.
So 17th of December.
Of December, exactly.
Then okay.
We had the news, the news. Yeah, and today. Fine. So also the small assignment Netanel sent it yesterday to me. I think it's an interesting... What you just sent me, we're going to talk about it in a second, and I think...
December 10th, yes?
Yes. Use the news group. I posted something at the end yesterday,
yeah.
Where I thought interesting that it didn't make much of a noise in Israel, this Boalem story. Sansal Boalem, did you know what I was talking
about?
About
what? I didn't see in the WhatsApp?
I didn't know why she was in prison in Algeria. What was the ground for this?
He is a case, one of these Algerian intellectuals criticizing the regime and also Islam in a way. And he had been put into prison, really being a figure completely persecuted in Algeria. And this is the other way around. I mean, the German president really got him out. I mean, you had these figures in the past from Turkey, Kandan, Dündar, some famous intellectuals that were put in prison in their countries.
In where? What country?
Turkey.
In Turkey?
And this one in Algeria. And this Sansal Boalem was really for a few years now, I think.
Two years,
3 years. And it was a huge scandal as a great writer.
And how did he take him out? How did he get him out?
That's the story.
Political pressure?
Political, yeah. President got him out, so, and that's so interesting because Netanel sent me and not this small. Maybe you want to talk about it for a second because that's the opposite side of it in a way.
Did he have any connection to Germany? Like, why was it Germany specifically that was fighting for
that? That's a good question because I think this is again this human rights thing of Germany saying. One has to fight for these principles, and if you want to take in refugees, but then take also in real refugees in a way, in that sense that he was really, I mean, I'm really happy that he's out. There was also pressure in France. They tried at one time in Israel at least to draw some attention to that there's somebody, you know, intellectuals getting gathered.
Why was he in jail?
Because of being just critical in a country where you can't be critical. You know.
No, I mean formally.
Yeah, so have a look at it, and you know, that's what I was addressing here in our group where only me had posted something.
For now.
Sorry, I had a very busy week. It's fine.
I just felt like I'm gonna post it,
and at least you can try to read the article. Yeah, and Netanel posted just the opposite side of it. In fact.
Yeah, I posted. I can do it.
Oh, he sent it about the small item.
Yeah, so the small news item was from, I took it from the Tagspiegel, the 3rd of...
Yeah, it was already a bit old, but that's
yes,
fine.
It's a bit old.
Let's say.
So it's about a Syrian immigrant or refugee who had three nice flats. In Berlin, you know.
Three,
yes.
Cool dude.
Yeah. So the Tagspiegel informed that he was arrested due to planned bombing sites in Berlin. So he had some explosions in his one of his flats. And Islamic, radical Islamic materials. So,
he's also young.
Yeah.
I think like 21 or something?
Yeah.
It's the same guy. Okay.
Yeah, same guy. Abdallah Al.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he invites Auf Abdallah Al comes from Ausländischen Geheimdienst.
Ausländischen
Geheimdienst. Yes, of course. So assuming, it's not assuming, the Tafspiegel says explicitly that most of the cases the Hinweis, the
update information,
comes from the CIA or the Mossad. So
the intelligence.
Yeah, the intelligence. Geheimdienst. So the case is interesting because of. It says very shortly and briefly that they have a capabilities which the German intelligence doesn't have. And I didn't understand what are the capabilities and why the Mossad or the CIA should or can be more, do more than the, what's the name of the?
Verfassungsschutz in Germany.
Verfassungsschutz,
interesting, you know, the Shabak, the German Shabak is called the Verfassungsschutz. And here we come back to it's the protection of the Constitution. That's the official name of it. So these people who take care that the Constitution is not going to be violated from an internal point of view. Yeah, that they don't have them on the radar.
Isn't the reason also privacy laws?
This is more my initial findings. Where it relates to the Datenschutz, the privacy laws, the Verfassungsschutz, cannot circumvent in no matter what happened. This is why basically we don't know Abdallah Al's surname. It's just
given. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to publish it.
Okay.
So the Mossad or the Shabak. Here in Israel, the Mossad, when it operates abroad, they have more capabilities.
They can know the surname.
Yeah.
So,
you know, they know the surname and they know everything. I mean, the German intelligence doesn't allow to use security cameras, for example. So.
It's very hard to have an intelligence system without.
If you're just obliged.
That's not intelligent.
You're even not allowed to ask about the religion of people. I mean, it's really a whole set of privacy laws. And then you also have a very hard time of coordination, police coordination, also for this data transmission. Mm-hmm. So where the police is, it's a state affair. And there have been scandals in the past where, as I mentioned the other day, between Greece and Germany as a whole, that the same people would just go from one country to the other and no records because they're not transferred. But you have this also within Germany, different states with police, how much you're going to say something. So, but apparently if information comes, then they do clamp down on people.
So I know that the EU, the European Union, they realized this problem without the coordination when it comes to immigrants that pass through Europe, and now they have attempts to create these institutions that will concentrate efforts regarding also like Geheimdienst effort regarding immigrants all over.
So, but they will be able to what break those privacy laws?
But again, I wonder, let's say take a refugee like that who has thrown his passport away, comes without any papers, and then comes, I wonder also, I'm not enough an expert on that, you say your name, maybe it's the real name, maybe not, there are probably verification process, it depends on how you spell your name then, what's the kind of the name you get there, gets new papers. I don't know how much you can retrace the history of someone if you haven't had an eye on all these other organizations and how people travel around. That's not an easy thing.
There are many Jewish Americans who, in Ellis Island, got new names and new identities, even without their choice. And there's really, some of them don't know their own name. I mean, most of them already are dead, but they don't know their own age because someone wrote in some piece of paper that the child is 3 or 4 or 6. And yeah.
I mean, I just thought about that. So they bring this Boalem to Germany, being first, in the same moment, there are these other guys running around. So it's an interesting melting pot, let's say, among the refugees in Germany. By the way, coming back, I just wanted to show you two books, and which had been written, let's say, still when, you know, 2015, there was this huge upheaval of Germany welcoming refugees. It's called The New We, Das Neue Wir. It has been translated in